Pro drivers live for race day. But for small business owners, every day is race day. That's why going pro with Lenovo Pro matters. One-on-one advice, customized hardware, and IT solutions that keep your business on the right track. Plus, exclusive member-only pricing is your turbo boost when margins get tight. Business goes pro with Lenovo Pro. Sign up for free at Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so some of the big stuff floating around this morning. You know, we talked yesterday about, sadly, James Vanderbeek passed away, and his family's going through tough times. You know, his wife and their six children, because essentially all their money went towards battling cancer.
Yeah.
He was doing fundraisers and selling his merch and memorabilia and all that. And when he passed away, some friends set up a GoFundMe page. A lot of big names are contributing to it, and I guess now it's up over $2 million, which is nice to see, right?
I mean, six children and his wife, and they're all young kids.
They're young,
very young.
You know, it's just, I'm so glad that that family's going to be taken care of. I really am.
Big names even contributing. A lot of celebrities. Steven Spielberg threw down a chunk, so good for them. I love seeing that. That is good news. I don't want to tell you that story. That one's stupid. Okay, so how about this one? We all watched the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show, and remember all those tall pieces of grass that were out there?
Sure do.
Those were actually people in a grass costume.
It was nuts.
It was nuts.
It was to see what they were saying even after the way that, you know, because now it makes sense, the height requirements. Remember
6 foot,
when
right?
he was getting the people for his halftime show, there was height requirements, and we're like, what? Well, now we know why,
because
they were grass.
Josh couldn't have been a piece of grass, darn it.
He could have been a shrub.
You could have been a shrub. A little bush. You could have been our little bush.
There were different roles.
Josh is a little bush. So anyway, one of those performers that was in the grass is selling their costume now on eBay. Last time I looked, it was right around $5,000 for this. So it's all the grass. It's a shoulder harness, a green sweatsuit, some gloves, some sort of, they call it prop arms. You're actually going to get the little in-ear radio thing that they had to wear, too, so they knew where to go.
Oh, that's everything.
Cool. And check this out, and snacks. I guess they were given snacks to help, you know, give them energy, I guess, while they're out there. This person kept the snacks.
They didn't eat them?
So they have the snacks included with it.
What kind
and,
of snacks?
Let me see here. Oh, didn't look that up. Sorry.
It's important information.
Katie. I have no idea. What kind of snacks would you like?
I mean,
this?
Jerky?
Jerky's
need
good.
Some protein.
I think
some
I would
bugles.
Want bugles. Yeah. Solid. Put them on your
bugles,
fingers.
The nacho cheese bugles.
I want the extra toasted Cheez-Its,
and
I think.
Gummy bears.
Oh, and gummies.
Okay. All those things.
Well, you go on eBay and you check out what's on there. Okay.
Will do.
How about this? Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Puke Skywalker, is starting to make the rounds at the Comic Cons quite a bit, it sounds like, because he's, you know, that's what he does now. He's got nothing left.
He would be a big deal at Comic Con, though,
right?
If
probably.
Mark Hamill came to your Comic Con.
Star Wars guy. Oh, my God, Mark Hamill's here. He's Puke Skywalker. Yes, where's C-3PO, Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, where's Han Solo, Luke?
Yeah, he's like, my name is Mark. Stop calling me Luke.
Oh, okay, Luke.
So he's sitting there at his little booth there, and there's a price sheet now that's gone viral of how much it costs to get a signature or for to have him sign things while you're at Comic-Con. So just an 8x10 photo, $400.
What?
For Puke Skywalker's signature.
Is he that big of a deal, though?
That's what everybody's saying. They're like, is he that big of a deal? Like, is the resale market that huge
for
this
I'd
guy?
Throw down a 20. You know?
50 like, tops.
Yeah, but 400?
Well, it gets worse. $500 for premium items, whatever that is. Jackets, t-shirts, I don't know. And then $700 for bulky memorabilia. So maybe you got a full-size Darth Vader helmet or something you want this guy to sign, or some Legos or something.
Lightsaber.
A lightsaber. Yeah.
Like Luke, this is a lightsaber. Can you sign it for $700, please, sir?
So isn't that stupid?
It's ridiculous.
Everyone's like, $700 is like my grocery bill for the month.
I know.
Why would you do that?
That's insane.
And what
me.
Is bulky memorabilia? Can somebody please tell me what bulky memorabilia is?
Bring in Chewbacca.
I know. Please sign Chewie.
All right. I do have a little bit, Jer, on sports. And it's more just a question for you guys. I haven't watched 1 second of the Olympics. Have you?
I'm ashamed
Katie?
To admit I have not either.
I don't watch any of the Olympics.
I usually do. I just haven't.
And I just happened to be farting around on Instagrams yesterday, and up popped something from the Olympics. And I have a question for everybody. You guys here and everyone listening. What's up with the men's doubles luge?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that.
What is with the man laying on the man zipping around on the luge event?
Am I missing
when
something?
Did that
I
have you
be
never
watching?
Seen this? Here, I actually pulled up a picture. Look at this.
Oh.
A man lays on his back on a sled. Another man lays on top of that man. And they go sledding together.
More speed.
Is that what it is?
More speed.
Why is the men's luge doubles a thing?
So that's what the doubles is? Is this one on top of the other?
Jeremy, can we recreate a photo of this?
You need to.
I don't know if I want to be on the top or the bottom.
I'm taking that picture. That's what I know.
What's better, the top or the bottom?
I don't know.
Why is this a thing?
Do we need that in the Olympics? No is the answer.
How do you ask your partner to do that? Hey, buddy, I have an idea.
Dude, I'm going to join the Olympics, but I need some help. Real quick, lay on top of me. Yeah. Let's see how aerodynamic we are.
Put on a helmet. That's going to help. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that was
and
the
what
thing.
If, I mean,
come on.
What if the guy on the bottom, like, I mean, things happen sometimes, you know, if you're a guy, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, what if you see Sydney Sweeney?
You know what I'm talking about?
Eye.
And you're zipping down and things are rubbing together.
Hey,
you got some friction. You got some slick outfit on there.
You got
like,
the
guy on the bottom might get aroused. You're going to get aroused.
There's a lot of vibrations on the ice going down. Yeah.
Sure. Maybe you're just so locked in. You're so focused on winning.
Sometimes it just happens. In this picture, the guy on top is smiling.
So you want to be on top is what you're saying. You're the top guy.
I'm thinking I want to be on top.
He looks happiest. Okay, your vote's
anyway,
for the top guy.
I'm so glad you asked that.
Why is this a thing, everybody?
I love it. Now
the
I'm going to have to go
luge
watch.
Doubles.
When are
the
finals?
It looks kind of kinky. I mean, it looks like something you might watch on a Saturday
night.
I'm
going to have to go now. Like, Valentine's Day plans? Check.
They're only allowed to play it after 10 p.m.
I know, yeah. This is Olympic after hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch the Olympics tonight? I'm telling you, he's going to be aroused. Yeah. I don't even want to do any more of this. We're done.
Good. Let's go.
I got to go take a walk.
Yeah, we do.
I'm all wound up now. I'm all flabbergasted.
You might not want to take a walk after that.